The Sword Run, a great ride for a great cause. Saturday, May 9 at Clarksburg City Park in Nutterford. Starting at 10 a.m., enjoy mouth-watering, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 grand prize. The Sword Run, a family-friendly charity event annually on the second Saturday in May. Even if you don't ride, come by for a great day at the park. Learn more at swordrun.com. Brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM, WDTV, Hyde's Meatpacking, and the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Everyone should honor their mom all year round, but special attention on this one day of the year is definitely warranted. And men, do something nice to honor the mother of your children. I know she's not your mother, but she's their mother. It's especially fun and wonderful to collude with your kids on ways to help them honor her themselves. However, before we get to Mother's Day, this coming Thursday is the National Day of Prayer, and many churches either celebrate the event today, the Sunday before, or next Sunday, the one following after. Our local church is celebrating the event today. Also, this coming Saturday, just before Mother's Day, will be our third annual Sword Run, a G-rated family-friendly event which consists of slow-smoked barbecue, a fun day at the park, and hopefully a great motorcycle ride, weather permitting. It's all for a great cause. Proceeds go to support Christian missions efforts in three levels: global, North American, and local. This event is somewhat like a Christian version of what bikers call a poker run. Only instead of bikers riding to various bars and collecting playing cards to get a poker hand, the bikers ride to the parking lots of a handful of churches where they're welcomed with water or other refreshments and given a card that has a Bible verse and a unique point value, which combines with their other cards to give them a chance to win a $500 grand prize. As you've probably realized, the word sword is a reference to the Bible, God's word, which is called the sword of the Spirit. And the word run is the biker word for a ride. This rain or shine event is held at Norwood Park in Nutterford, which is also known as the Clarksburg City Park. We'll be at the main pavilion near the park entrance, and under that pavilion, we will have barbecue even if rain prevents our ride. Registration is from 10 a.m. to noon, and the ride is scheduled for noon. Barbecue will be available all day. Even if you don't ride, come by for great food, fun, and fellowship. A big thank you and grateful shout out to our leading title sponsors, WFBY 102.3 FM, WDTV Channel 5, and Hyde's Meatpacking of Enterprise, West Virginia. I want to be transparent today in telling you a little bit about my testimony. As a young man, I was keenly aware of the fact that my mother and father seemed to be polar opposites when it came to faith. She believed in God, was faithful to church, took us to church. My father seemed to have no faith, drank hard, smoked, cursed, and really fought my mother about faith and about us being raised in church. My mother, she and her family were converted to God, came to the Lord in apostolic truth in the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and baptism in Jesus' name when she was young. And my mother has always loved God and served God faithfully, but somehow as the years went by and she was not married, it set up a situation in which my mother made the terrible mistake of marrying out of church. And I believe perhaps above any other human I know, she paid a dear price for marrying out of church. She never let it take her away from God. She never let it take her out of church, but she paid dearly. This included a lot of arguing and fighting and a lot of suffering, and eventually suffering the loss of her husband through his suicide. But as children growing up, my mother was such a prayer warrior, and in this celebration of the National Day of Prayer, combined with a lead-up to Mother's Day, I can't think of a better time for me to say to my mother a huge thank you for being such a prayer warrior and praying for your children. I remember nights when, after we were all bedded down and the house was dark, my mother would begin to pray. She would pray until the tears of intercession gripped her and she would lift up her voice in weeping before God. I remember an occasion when my mother was moving through the house praying for her children. And in the spirit of intercession, she came into our bedroom. And at one point there in that small house, there were two and sometimes all three of us brothers bunking together in one large bedroom. And she came into our bedroom and there she began to weep before God for the Lord to have mercy upon her children. I remember one occasion when she knelt down and I felt her forearms across my shins and ankles as she wept and sought God for me. And so, Mom, thank you for praying for me. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln that said, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." And I feel the same way.
The Sword Run, a great ride for a great cause, Saturday, May 9 at Clarksburg City Park in Nutterford. Starting at 10 a.m., enjoy mouth-watering, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 grand prize. The Sword Run, a family-friendly charity event, annually on the second Saturday in May. Even if you don't ride, come by for a great day at the park. Learn more at swordrun.com. Brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM, WDTV, Hyde's Meatpacking, and the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.
In this scenario of raising her children and taking us to church and instilling godly biblical values in us, there was one occasion when, as we were all children, the oldest, my older brother, had gone to the stereo, which in those old days was a piece of furniture big enough to serve dinner on. It was a large wooden cabinet with big speakers and a turntable on the top. It had a wooden lid that you lifted almost like the hood of a car. It's hard to comprehend for young people today that get music out of an MP3 player the size of your thumb. But she had Christian music in there. My brother went to that big stereo, picked out an album of Christian music. I believe it was a record by the New Kingdom Heirs, Holy Ghost-filled group and wonderful anointed singing. He put the needle down on that record and that music began to emanate through the house. And of course, everyone was enjoying it. Everyone except my dad, that is. And in his state of being against God and against truth, anointed music and the move of God's Spirit seemed to irk him. And so out of the back of the house, out of his bedroom, my dad came through the kitchen and into the dining room where that stereo was, and he lifted the lid and took the needle off and went back to his room. My mother was in the kitchen. She was chopping up chicken to fry, and she put down the knife and wiped her hands, and she came into the dining room and she put the needle back on the record, and the music began to play again. And as the tension mounted, we scattered and found places to hide in our bedrooms. And my dad came back in and took the needle off of the music again. And this time my mom went back to the stereo and she put the needle back down and she stood guard by the stereo. And she, with respect but yet very determined, said, "Daddy, these kids are going to be able to listen to Christian music if they want to." My dad came back in to turn the music off again, and my mother physically positioned herself between him and the stereo. And so he grabbed her and began to try to physically move her out of the way. And in the wrestling match that ensued, I'm sure it was unintentional, but she pulled on him and he wound up falling down onto the floor. His feet went up into the air. So he got up and stormed out. And Mom just simply went back to the kitchen, went back to chopping up the chicken. After a while, my dad came out into the kitchen, I don't know, maybe for a cup of coffee. And we overheard him say, "Well, Mama, you going to throw me down again?" And my mom said, "No, I'm not going to throw you down again." And so that argument just kind of wound down. But yet through it all, the Christian music played in the house. And you as an adult hearing that story may think, wow, you know, what a dysfunctional family, or whatever you might want to think. But my point is that in a lifetime of respect to her husband, even a husband that didn't love God, in a lifetime of obedience, in a lifetime of godliness and just loving him and setting a right example before him, when it came to her children, my mother had determined that she was going to stand up for their right to be educated in the things of God. And I look back on that with appreciation. It was a watershed moment in my life, one of many. In our home, praying for our kids is an entirely different scenario. Instead of one parent fighting the other, the two parents are united. And instead of it being a prayer of screaming agony because of trying to stand against an anti-God and anti-Bible influence over the children, it is a wonderful time with laughing and joy as we pray with our children each day and each evening, and mom and dad praying together, loving God together, leading children together. It's such a different atmosphere. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank my mother for standing up for truth for her children.
The Sword Run, a great ride for a great cause. Saturday, May 9 in Clarksburg City Park in Nutterford. Starting at 10 a.m., enjoy mouth-watering, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 grand prize. The Sword Run, a family-friendly charity event annually on the second Saturday in May. Even if you don't ride, come by for a great day at the park. Learn more at swordrun.com. Brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM, WDTV, Hyde's Meatpacking, and the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.
There came a day when my dad called the family in after church one night and said, I tried to kill myself. He said that he had actually pulled the trigger, but the gun had misfired. And this launched us into a long-term period of praying for my dad, talking to him, getting him enrolled in Bible studies, trying to get him to go to church. And he rather tolerated all of this. And in the midst of all of this, for some reason, he picked me out of the five kids. I was just a teenager, but he chose me to be someone that he would confide in and ask for help. And I was very young. I had no clue at that time what depression was. I could not understand the very concept of it. I remember one occasion when my dad told me that he couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And in my mind, I was just asking, what tunnel? What is he talking about? And there came this dreary Sunday afternoon several months later. The pastor and the pastor's wife had invited me over to their home for a dinner after Sunday morning church. And so there I was having lunch that afternoon at the pastor's home, and I got a phone call from my mother saying, we can't find Daddy. And the Holy Ghost quickened me, and instantly I began to tell my mom details that I had no earthly way of knowing. I told my mom instantly, I said, Mom, he's done it. Daddy has killed himself. And I said, I will tell you where you will find him. I said, if you'll go into the shed in the backyard, you'll find that he's done it there. And so my mother left the phone for a while and came back sobbing, and she said, yes, you're right, he's there. And so I rushed home, and some church people got there before I could get there. And I remember one brother in the Lord, as I was on my way from the house to the shed, crossing the backyard, he came out of the shed and put his arm around me, and he turned me around in a U-turn, headed me back toward the house, and he said, there's some things you don't need to see, and you really don't need to remember your dad this way. And so I never went to the shed that day. I never saw my dad's corpse lying against that wall with his blood on that wall where he had cut large chunks out of each wrist as an insurance against the failure of the gun to kill him, and then had put small caliber bullet through his lungs. And In the aftermath of his suicide, my mother went through a long period of time where she prayed for victory over the depression and discouragement over all of this. And all five of the children, me and my four siblings, we were all in our teenage years at the time when my dad did this. If you can imagine a home with five teenagers. And we all grieved in our various and separate ways, some over a long, slow grieving process, and some over a very quick and very intense grieving process. I remember out of the five, the two that were living for God at the time, which was me and the oldest of my two younger sisters, Janet, both seemed to suffer a very intense grieving process that was a little quicker. And in the midst of that, I began to suffer terrible depression, at first without really recognizing what it was. I lost my appetite and began to lose weight, and I found myself unable to maintain a normal sleep schedule, and neither of those things, appetite nor sleeping, had ever been any kind of a problem. And eventually, as I became skin stretched over bone, only 120-something pounds, I eventually realized I am in the middle of a full-blown depression here. And so as that realization dawned on me, I began to pray to the Lord for victory. And I remember in the midst of all of that, there was one occasion when I drove to a nice restaurant, the Piccadilly Cafeteria there in Shreveport, Louisiana. Wonderful place with delicious food like shrimp etouffee or chicken etouffee, fried chicken, prime rib. I mean, whatever you wanted, they had it. And I walked in and I looked at that entire lineup of delicious food, and I couldn't think of a single thing that I thought would have any flavor for me. And actually, having driven there, I turned around, went back to my car, and drove away without getting anything to eat. That's how severe the loss of appetite was. And in the midst of all of that, someone gave me a cassette tape of preaching from a youth camp in the United Pentecostal Church International summer youth camp of the Louisiana district. And it was Pastor Anthony Mangan from Alexandria, Louisiana, the Pentecostals of Alexandria. And he was preaching to the young people about the power of praise. And one of the scriptures that he read from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61, I believe, a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ, in which it says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel." And the verse goes on and it talks about all that the Messiah is anointed to do, including giving the oil of joy to those that are in mourning. And it mentions giving a garment of praise instead of, or in exchange for, the spirit of heaviness. And when I heard him preach and quote that verse, it suddenly dawned on me that I had available to me an offer, a standing offer from the Lord, to exchange my spirit of heaviness, or in other words, my depression, for a garment of praise. And upon hearing that, I became determined that I would make my way to victory over this depression by giving praise to God. And so I began to praise God at all times during the day. I would praise God in the car, on my way to work, or on my way to school. I would praise God on the way home. I would praise God in my little apartment. I would praise God under my breath while at work. And I would praise God at church. And anywhere I thought I could get away with being demonstrative in my praise, I was demonstrative in my praise, praising God in the dance. And I don't know how long it took, but one day I suddenly realized, wait a minute, I'm sleeping right again, and I'm eating again. And I couldn't really lay my finger on a certain day when I knew it happened, but gradually over that time period, the Lord gave me victory over that depression. And I want to encourage you today, if you are struggling under an oppression of the enemy or a depression from the enemy, that you can find victory in praise.
The Sword Run, a great ride for a great cause. Saturday, May 9 at Clarksburg City Park in Nutterford. Starting at 10 a.m., enjoy mouth-watering, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 grand prize. The Sword Run, a family-friendly charity event annually on the second Saturday in May. Even if you don't ride, come by for a great day at the park. Learn more at swordrun.com. Brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM, WDTV, Hyde's Meatpacking, and the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.
If I have time, let me conclude with one more incident related to this whole affair, and that is that at the time when my father committed suicide, I was already baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. I was already serving God faithfully and had already been called to preach. I was converted at the age of 16 and called to preach at 17. My dad committed suicide when I was 18, and there came a day after my dad's death when the pastor asked me to prepare to preach. And so I remember on that particular day, that was during a time when I was at home. I remember that I got up in the home where I was raised and tried to pray. And it was as though the heavens were brass. I could not seem to connect. And I couldn't seem to touch God and get a word. I felt like I could not sense the Lord. And so I left the house and I went to the church, and there I was able to connect. I was able to have good prayer and have success. And so that night after preaching, I told my mom at church, I said, "Mama, I tried to pray in our house today and I could not pray." And my mom confided in me. She said, "I haven't been able to pray at our house for some time." And it was as though a mantle came on me. I was the oldest male in our household who was serving God, and I felt like a mantle of leadership came on my shoulders. And in cooperation with my mother's leadership and upholding her and her leadership, I told my mother, I said, "Mama, that's not right. We ought to be able to pray in our own house." And I told her, I said, "Let's do this. On the way home, let's stop at the grocery store and get some anointing oil, and we will pray over that oil on the way home. And when we get home, we are going to pray to cast any demonic presence out of our home." And so when we got home, the family lined up behind me. We started outside on the front porch. We anointed all the columns on the porch, all the windows on the front wall, the door, the main front door leading into the house, and then we went from room to room, anointing every doorpost, every wall, every window, every piece of furniture, and praying in Jesus' name and worshiping the Lord. And my younger brother, who at that time did not serve the Lord, but yet he was sensitive to God and sensitive to things in the spirit realm, he was walking behind me, and he began to say, "You can feel it. It feels better. It's feeling better in here." Eventually, we went all through the house, and it was a great liberation. Everyone was rejoicing. And Janet, the oldest of the two younger sisters, the one that I mentioned was the other of the two children, full of the Holy Ghost and living for God. She spoke just as a young teen. She spoke with a wisdom beyond her years. She said, "You know where they've gone, don't you?" And a stillness came over the family. And then she spoke what we suddenly all realized with a sickening feeling. She said, "They've gone to the shed." And she was referring to the building located at the back of our backyard, a work shed where my dad had committed suicide. And of course, it was by that time very dark outside. And we all realized that she was correct. And so I announced, "I'm going out there. And does anyone want to go with me?" And my younger brother Warren said, I'll go with you." And you have to get the picture in your mind of this shed. It was a big work shed. My dad worked in there. He would take lawnmowers apart and try to fix them. They were upside down lawnmowers and lawnmower blades spread across throughout that work shed. And there used to be an electrical wire bringing power to the building, but it had dry rotted and it had not been replaced. And us boys, as young men, stupidly had used BB guns and shot windows out of that shed. And so there was broken glass, and it was just in the dark a really scary situation before you ever even considered that there might be any kind of demonic activity. And so when I opened the door to that shed, after with some trepidation and trying to screw up my courage across the backyard and open the door to that shed, my brother standing behind me, he and I were both assaulted with sheer terror. I mean, it was a literal demonic attack. In the spirit realm, we could sense hurricane winds of demonic presence. And in the midst of that, with courage from the Holy Ghost, I stepped into that shed and lifted up my hands with a bottle of anointing oil in each hand with the lids removed from them, and spoke the name of Jesus, and that hurricane attack of terror ended instantly. And the Holy Ghost whispered to me, "The devils are not gone, they've simply withdrawn out of reach." And so, almost instinctively, I immediately did a standing broad jump straight forward into the interior of that shed. And as I landed with outstretched arms, I began to toss anointing oil in every direction, and not with natural ears, but with the ears of the Spirit. It was as though I could sense demonic spirits like snakes being burned with acid as that anointing oil landed on the walls and floor of that shed. And there in pitch blackness, with no fear of stepping on a lawnmower blade or an upturned lawnmower, just guided by the Lord and with total confidence, I strode through that shed from the door at one end to the back wall at the other end, and poured that anointing oil out on the very wall where my dad's dried blood stained that wall. And we drove every demon, every devil out of that shed and off of our property there. That's been many years ago, and there has never been a demonic stronghold on that property since, no matter who my mother has rented the property to, or no matter which one of our siblings resides there. I want to encourage you. The Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And if you are being given grief or trouble or fear or problems by demonic interference, a demonic presence, you don't need outside help from anyone other than God. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus in Mark 16. He said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." And one of those signs was, "They shall speak with new tongues." One of them was, "They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover." But one of those signs was, "They shall cast out devils." The scripture indicates that these signs shall follow them that believe. It doesn't say these signs shall follow them that are ordained to preach. It doesn't say these signs shall follow them that have a degree from a school of divinity. It's those that believe. If you are a believer and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, then you have authority over devils. Cast them out. Use the name of Jesus and cast them out. And so on this day of prayer, with a national focus on prayer, I want to encourage you to rise up in prayer with a voice of authority and take control over your environment, your home, and your life through the power of God, and exert the influence of the kingdom of God in your household. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
The Sword Run, a great ride for a great cause. Saturday, May 9 at Clarksburg City Park in Nutter Fort. Starting at 10 a.m., enjoy mouth-watering, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 grand prize. The Sword Run, a family-friendly charity event annually on the second Saturday in May. Even if you don't ride, come by for a great day at the park. Learn more at swordrun.com. Brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM, WDTV, Hyde's Meatpacking, and the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.